This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Of course, you've seen the mounting criticism over the racist advertising campaign by Tresemme, the hair products. But the small business department said it is now working with Clicks to ensure that the outlets sell similar locally produced products. And I've seen that today, I've seen 3, 4, 5 outlets have indicated that they will no longer be selling this product. They'll be withdrawing them from their counters. I've seen 2, 3, 4, 5 there talking about that. So a very interesting development that has taken place there. But the department had talked about removing these products from all branches, and Clicks had already heeded the minister's call. And it's the Minister of Small Businesses, Minister Khumbudzo Ntshavheni. I'll speak to her in a bit. Okay, so I've got Minister Khumbudzo Ntshavheni on the line and want to talk about this. Minister, good evening. Welcome to Progressive Talk.
Iperile, thank you.
Good to have you on the show, Minister. As a department, how are you viewing? I've seen that you've actually rejected the apology from Tresemme.
We are happy with development since our statement. Mm. We've just finished an engagement now at 7 o'clock with Clicks, and we'll be issuing a joint statement on the progress and the work that will be done to make sure that products that are developed by Black SMEs, women-owned SMEs, youth-owned SMEs, and SMEs owned by people with disabilities are listed in Clicks. Mm. And also that the opportunity that is created by the withdrawal or the delisting of the Tresemme products on the shelves of Clicks, shelves of Pick and Pay, shelves of ShopRite Checkers, it creates more opportunity for us as a department to put those products across these big retailers. Mm. We have been working already with Mart, Devland, Premier, BB Cash and Carry in the Free State, a number of wholesalers to list the products that are produced by SMEs that are Black-owned, women-owned, youth-owned, and owned by people with disabilities on the shelf. Mm. So it creates that opportunity for us. But interestingly, Ngamula, in December, late November, early December last year, I met with SMEs in the beauty and beauty care, you know, hair and skin care. Mm. And those young women, because predominantly it's young women, those young women said to me, Minister, we want to make sure that our products are as good enough that there will not be a need for a L'Oreal on the shelves of the big retailers. There will not be a need for Tresemme to be sold in South Africa under license by Unilever. And on Monday we rejected the Clicks apology, and we told them that we were going to engage with Clicks, they called and said, Minister, make sure that there's no replacement of a European product or a Western product by a product by another product from outside of the country. Make sure that there is a replacement by products that are done by us. And we are glad that we are on that journey. We'll be meeting soon with Pick and Pay on the same program to make sure that those spaces that are going to be available on the shelf because of the removal of Tresemme as a product, or the Tresemme product on the shelf of Pick and Pay and Checkers as well, and also Dis-Chem, I'm hoping that they're going to follow, will result in that work. We're also talking to Massmart to say what is their posture in that, because we've got, as government, we took a decision that we're going to do one localization, which means building capacity for our SMEs to produce their own products, but also big business that are supposed to produce products for South Africa, because what the lockdown has taught us, or COVID-19 lockdown has taught us, is that any country must be self-sufficient. And we're saying we need the SMEs to participate in the state. Secondly, we're saying we need to do, government has taken a decision, which is supported by big business, to say we need to do import replacement on some of the products that are done in South Africa. There's no justification why we should be importing toilet paper from China or everywhere else. We should make the toilet paper from this country.
I suppose small businesses are saying, how do we tap into the market? How is your department helping them to make sure they tap into market? But the other point you touched, that they are of great quality as well.
So if you're a small business who is producing, you have a product that you're producing, it doesn't matter whether it's beauty care or whatever product you're producing. Go and list on our smmesa.gov.za. It's not www, it's HTTPS. If you do SMMESA, go and list them. Make contact with us. You get a reference number. You send us an email to say we have listed there, but we want support. Because part of the commitment we have made to PIX, because they said they have 44 products, and we said, no, that's not enough for a big retailer like you. They say, look, the problem is that there's compliance issues that most SMMEs do not meet. And we said, no, compliance issues will sort it out. We've got a support program to make sure that if your product requires SABS approval, we have a fast-track program with SABS to make sure that products that are produced by SMMEs are approved by SABS. If your product requires the Medical Controls Council approval, we've got a fast-track mechanism. If it requires the South African Health Regulatory Authority approval, we've got the mechanism. If it requires any other standard body, we've got the mechanism to help you with that fact-checking to make sure that you've got the right quality, but also to make sure that your branding, because the branding is also another issue, to make sure that your branding meets the quality that is required by the retailers. And also the labeling, because the barcoding, that you've got the barcoding, we've got the mechanism to do that. We're supporting SMMEs to do that. That's why we went on a call out to say we need these businesses to be registered with SARS, with URS, with CIPC, because we are really putting a program to support, to walk the journey with the SMMEs. Remember when we launched this puzzle shop support program, we said for us, puzzle shops are not just puzzle shops. These puzzle shops are also market. And when we had the discussion earlier with Clicks, we were showing them where they already had that discussion with Masmat, the owners of Macro, Game, and Builders Warehouse. We have already partnered with them. We have that with Big Safe, another big wholesaler in the country, to say we walk the journey. So if an SME goes to Pick and Pay or they are rejected, they go to Game or they are rejected or Big Safe, we say bring them over to us. We'll get them ready to participate in that value chain until to a point that the retailer themselves, they can take over and make sure that they qualify. Because it's a partnership. It's not a government effort alone. The retailers have a responsibility to make sure that the people are listed. But we've done that because there was an issue of saying when you have these SMMEs, they don't have the right capacity in terms of quantities that they produce. We then said there's puzzle shop support programs help us to build that capacity, and we've got a manufacturing program that supports that capacity building. So you come in, you can produce maybe one ton per week or one ton per month, but you are required to produce 10 tons a month or 10 tons a week. We are there to help you build the capacity to produce the 10 tons a month, and we use this puzzle shop platform to list those products, because puzzle shops, they drive a lot of big volumes. They do a turnover of 20 billion rand per annum in South Africa. That's an estimate, and it can be higher.
All right.
And so we said, if you can list in the puzzle shops, why can't you list in Pick and Pay? If you are going to sell in 25 or 100,000 puzzle shops, why can't you sell in Pick and Pay stores? Why can't you sell in Click store? And that's what we are driving.
Thank you very much, Minister. We've run out of time, but thank you very much for engaging with us. Wonderful evening to you.
Thanks, and wonderful evening to you and your listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.